and you have a couple of updates for us. I think one thing was about, was it in the European Parliament something, and then
yeah.
and then female activists in Afghanistan. Let's start with the first one. Go ahead. What's
okay. Happened? Yeah, thank you very much. As you know, 2 days, the European Parliament organized 2 days women for the Afghan women in Afghanistan, and they invited many activists, women, and also former MEPs, and including that there was two women rights director from Afghanistan. They organized in this 2 days conference by name of the Afghan Women in the European Parliament. Actually, they invite 11 candidates for the Sakharov Prize of the European Parliament, but it was for 2021, and unfortunately they gave this prize for the opposition of the Vladimir Putin last year, but at least they invite this lady to say, you are also always for us. Some people, you are like a superhero for the Afghan woman, and they invite them, including them, they invite a very best singer from Afghanistan. She was the first Afghan female singer who is singing a song in the place that years ago, I mean in 1997, they kept the Taliban assassinate or killed a lady in this football stadium, and this brave lady, she went there without any scarf and sing there. And this is really good opportunity for the new generation, because they want to change everything, and then they invite her here in the parliament.
That lady was in the came to Brussels now, or that lady who sang?
No, she's actually living in London, but she's a singer. She's going always everywhere.
And what is her name?
Ariana Said. She's the best singer from Afghanistan. And I have an interview, short interview with her, and I ask a few questions, because last year the UNESCO also invited her to celebrate the days about the culture there in the France, in Paris, and she was invited there, and she sang a song about the Afghan woman, and she's a kind of activist for the Afghans. And also there was another few young photographer they invited in this program, and there was a really big opportunity for the Afghan woman activists, including me. Everyone, they are coming from different countries, but the political background and also cultural background is like a singer, but the aim is the same. They are trying to show their solidarity for the Afghan women. They are really living in a very dark and tragic and catastrophic situation under the Taliban regime, and everyone asks for the European Union don't recognize the Taliban, and the same with the woman, and they ask maybe the European Union should put some pressure on the Taliban to change and accept, especially allow the women going to work, going to study, to be a little bit free. So I feel this this program which is organized by the European Parliament was giving good opportunity for the women, because six months ago when the Taliban took power by military force in Afghanistan, then they forced and they removed women from the society, from the political space also. Mm-hmm. And this kind of gathering gave us solidarity, that they put a pressure if they are not accepting the right of women, then they are not recognizing the Taliban. Yeah, it was really positive message.
So the demands were not to recognize the Taliban, and then what was their position about, because of this lack of recognition, there's also blocking of funds, and okay, you can debate the capabilities of the Taliban to manage their own country, but there definitely is a problem that there's no funds and there's no food coming in. So how this dilemma of helping Afghanistan without helping the Taliban, is there any vision? But,
that was also another subject that everyone talked about that, and they said, who make guarantee if you are sending money or if you are sending a humanitarian aid to Afghanistan? It is not that's not arriving to the end of the Taliban, because they are using that and they never pass in a good direction and the effective way for the people they really need it. As you know, more than 50% of the population for the moment living under the poverty. But don't forget that during the previous government, also more than 30% population was living under the poverty. So the best way that we propose the European Union and also the United Nations, because they also online participate, and everyone said that they gave this money to the international organization and also for the local NGOs to distribute this humanitarian aid, not only in Kabul or not only in a few different big provinces. Mm-hmm. In all the over the country, they should distribute this humanitarian aid in the effective way. And also we ask to send the United Nations observer to make a survey and also make a report about the crime that the Taliban for the moment doing for the different ethnic groups from Afghanistan, because we received thousands of messages and letters they are sending for the United Nations, for the European Union, and they say that for the moment, it's the kind of genocide is going on in Afghanistan, and the people really living in a very, very hard situation. So this demands make like a give opportunity for everyone and put the attention of the world to pay attention what is going on in Afghanistan for the moment. And also there was another demand from the few different of Afghans. They said this system centralization doesn't work in Afghanistan. Even the Oslo summit, Oslo conference, sorry, they invited 2 weeks ago the acting foreign minister of the Taliban, and also with the interior minister, they are the number two in the blacklist of the United Nations. And then it's a little bit like, let's say the people of Afghanistan wasn't happy they invite the violator in the European country, and they gave him like an opportunity. So that's what the people of Afghanistan said, we don't want they recognize or they invite this terrorist group in the European countries. Mm-hmm. And also they ask them, they should change the system of Afghanistan, because U.S. Said in the U.S. and also few different European countries in the Oslo conference, they said Taliban must open a inclusive government and make a lawyer jerga. These two things, the people of Afghanistan is not agree, and they send a letter for the European Union and said, you must respect the choice of the Afghan people. This is not the time that we are organizing a jerga. Jerga is something like really, really very old fashioned. And they asked to put a referendum, and also they should ask for the people of Afghanistan what kind of government they want, because most of them, they said, this centralization government doesn't work in Afghanistan. So that's the
they said centralized or decentralized does not work.
Decentralization, because for the moment the system is only like very, very closed and give all the power only for one person who is in the head, for example, for the president.
So at the moment, at the moment it's very centralized, and you say that does not work.
Laluma,
if I can interrupt you, sorry, because I think we have lots of occasions to discuss this specifically. For example, the organizational structure of the country, I think we need to come back to that. But you also wanted to talk about the female activists. You mentioned yesterday you wanted to talk about the female activists. So we only have 5 minutes left. So let's spark the country federalization or decentralization. We'll come back to that come back to that next time. Mm-hmm. And briefly talk us about the female activists, because you say many people, mm-hmm. minorities, get treated badly, but there is an issue with female activists that you say what happens when they
exactly they are not the first, and I am sure they will not be the last. In 24 hours the Taliban capture two female young activists who are demonstrating just for their right, and they say we want education and work. If they are working, then I am sure that they are surviving. But in this kind of situation, when they went to the street and they came and they took them, and for the moment, we don't know where they are. And
How did they protest? So was it on the internet? Did they go on the streets, the women?
Yes. When they captured them, they weren't in the street. They just came in their house and they took them. And so this is a really very, very difficult situation for them. And they are not only these two. There is hundreds of young women from over the Afghanistan, the Taliban captured, but no one knows their name and also their family. They are really afraid and they are not sharing the information. And also the same, they captured a lot of women who work with the army. And this is another demand that the woman said to the European Union, put a pressure that they should stop this kind of, as they said, they said they are kidnapping the girls, and they want to make silent their voice. And in this 2 days conference, they put two activists, female young one from Afghanistan, and they said, if we are killed by Taliban, we never stay and silent, and what should understand and listen to our voice. And I think it was very, very strong message, and I'm really proud that the young generation, they are always trying to have their voice,
I understand correctly that so these women are just, you say they're kidnapped, but they're not even brought to a court or anything, they just disappear, is that right?
That's the voice of the Afghan people. They said the Taliban, they come and they take them. And they said it's like a kidnapping, because if they are taking, and then at least their family knows where they are. Maybe their family understand where they are for the moment, but they are not there to share this information. Mm-hmm. So they are captured by the Taliban and they are in the prison by Taliban, and they are tortured them. And some of the women few weeks ago when they captured by Taliban, they raped by the Taliban and they tortured by Taliban. This is really, really difficult. And I hope this time the world put a pressure and make a big tension for the Taliban. They must stop this kind of violence against the women.